Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Yo, yo, what's happening, folks? Man, what's happening, man? It's another Sunday, man. We at it again and again and again. I am crunk. I am on location right now. I am not in. I am out. I'm trying to beef up my peace, my inner peace, man. Let me welcome in my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do?
Well, I thought I had a... I thought I had my co-host on the line. Hold on one second.
Mo Benz. Well, I don't know what's going on with his line, but my co-host is tuning in a couple of seconds. Man, I hope everybody had a wonderful week, man. I had an excellent week up until today, but I had an excellent week. A lot of positive things that's being worked on. Man, doing big boy things, man. I really can't complain. I swear to God. Man, tonight we got a good show. We got a good show on board tonight. And I can't wait to have this conversation about cheating. knowing how to spot a cheater is the conversation for tonight. Man, and listen, you got to know what you know, how to know. Now, I'm going to get the fellas to tune in tonight and give us some information, like things that they generally don't tell a woman. Mo Ben, is that you there?
Yeah, I think I'm here. And can the people hear me now?
All right, we can hear you now. What's happening,
yeah,
Mo?
Yo, what's up? I hear the sunshine in your voice. You know what I'm saying? I heard you.
Man, listen.
Ready for another exciting show.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Listen, I had a shitty day. You know, I don't like my inner peace disturbed. I had a shitty day, but I had an awesome week, man. And, you know, I think that every time I do a project, right, like this book that's coming out April 12th, make sure you guys pre-order. The pre-orders are looking pretty good, so keep on pre-ordering and pre-ordering. The book is called It Goes Down in the DM. And, you know, like this book has so much. You know what I'm saying? I put a lot into this book, right? And so I felt like this was like the best book that I wrote. This is the best book that we put out here.
It's the best one?
But, you know, I feel like it's the best one. Now, Confessions of a Mattress Actress 2, it's in the running, but I think It Goes Down in the DM is it, you know? And It Goes Down in the DM is a short story. I've been drawn to these short stories because it don't take as much out of you. But I do have a two-part drama that's coming out, like, next month. So the two-part drama is going to be for the folks that like the, you know, you like the love and the hip-hop and, you know, all that drama shit. But just as I think that, hey, this is the biggest project today, man, I'm working on something else that is super brazy. Like, super brazy, man. And this has been taking a lot of me with this project. But it's big. I knew about 6 years ago that I was going to start doing this project, but it just wasn't the right time. I wasn't ready. And now I'm here, and I got the support of my mate, and I got the support of, you know, other people around me. So I can't wait to be able to share this project with you guys. So I've been up to 5:30 this morning, okay? You probably can't hear it now, but I've been up since 5:30 this morning working, and get off work, handle business, you know, from somebody else fuck up, and then, you know, I'm here. So I'm like, hey, I got to stop so I wouldn't be riding trying to do this. But how was your week?
My week was very – it was interesting. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say it like this. My week wasn't the best of weeks. I can't – you know, I'm glad you had an awesome week. I'm not as bubbly this week because I'm just ready to be done with March. Like, March was interesting. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of learning experiences in March. So I'm just ready for April to come in tomorrow. Well, at midnight, it'll be April 1st. Just new month, new energy. And, you know, I'm just ready for the spring. You know what I'm saying? March just lingered, you know, with this cold weather and wintertime.
April
I'm just
Fool's
ready to
Day is tomorrow, too, now.
Yeah,
so April
yeah.
Fool's, like,
so
make sure
I'm
you play
that.
Some good April Fool's pranks.
And I do want to do this real quick. I know, you know, we always keep it nice and lively or whatever, but to my rap heads out there, I'm going to get a little bit more about this in the chop-up. It's kind of hit me all at once, but I just want to say, I want to give a moment of silence real quick to Nipsey Hussle. You know, unfortunately, he was gunned down outside of his L.A. store about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. Yes. It just came across. I mean, it's breaking news. You know what I'm saying? So the social media is lit. Like, my wife, I mean, when I told her, she was just devastated. I mean, like, damn, I don't know shit. Like, Nipsey Hussle,
nah,
her, like, favorite rapper.
He was a good dude.
Yeah, so and then like
wow.
All the boys in our chat room, they going crazy. So I got me a little taste, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Another one. So
yep,
like
please.
I said, look forward. Yeah, so I will say my week was like, you know, wasn't the most, you know, interesting. I mean, it wasn't the most popping week for me, but as far as news, oh my God, this might be the most interesting chop up to this date. I mean, so much stuff to talk about. So be on the lookout.
Oh, okay.
That.
So you know what, too, right? I've been letting Mo handle the interviews, but I think I'm finna jump in, man. You know, some of my most favorite male talent. You know what I'm saying? I like the male talent.
Nice.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? In the
do
industry.
That shit.
And, you know, Rock the Icon. If you know who I am and you follow my work, you know Rock the Icon. I've done several scenes with him. I have this deep love for Rock the Icon. You know, he is him in his own way. Rome Major is hot right now, man. He is one of the hottest male talents that is doing it right now. You know, he is definitely, he does
bring
a lot
dudes
with Sarah
on the show,
Jane.
Man.
He does a lot of interracial. So you know, I'm working on something with them now, aside the show.
Dope.
And I just figured, like, man, I might as well just, you know, bring them
on
the show.
Yeah,
you know,
I've been doing. I done had a couple of little interviews with some people that I really want, and I'm looking to get some more. But, yeah, like, look, hey, do that shit. I want to hear what the guys got
to
say. Anyway,
I've been to the male talent side of the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you're not following our new Twitter page, which is just all the way lit, I'm gonna run it down. You know what I'm saying? That's real. What is it? Hold on, I'm bugging out. I'm looking at. I know it's because I've been on it. I've been like promoting it or whatever. I'm just trying to grow it. But it's basically I'm gonna get to the handle later on or whatever. But definitely follow that if you want to know what's going on.
Real adult talk. It's real adult talk. Real adult and talk is TAWK. Real adult talk is the Twitter handle. I haven't been on this week. It's been all Mo this week, but this project has me super consumed. But, you know, I do dive in, you know, and Mo is doing his thing over there. You know, he's keeping the page active, and, you know, he's building he's building the page. So, you know, kudos to Mo.
Be on the lookout for that. Yeah, exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to say this real quick. So, yeah, if you really want to know the ins and outs of the adult industry, like I really want to make it like the place to be for adult stars to chat, chat, for people on the show to chat, you know what I'm saying? So I just really want to just make it very interactive. So definitely support that.
Man, definitely, definitely. Let Mo do it. Listen, you just killed my whole vibe with the Nipsey Hussle thing. I really wish you would have waited because, she was so sweet. And she loved that
man
to the core. You know, losing your mate and your heart. And if you know, like, I had this on again, off again relationship with my folks, you know. And those are the things that I think about, you know, with him being, you know what I'm saying, out here in these streets and, you know, doing what he's doing. That shit, you know, it eats me alive because, you know, you just wanted to be safe, but it's so many haters and so many people that's hating on what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And these niggas can't
I was just
fight,
saying jealousy.
You know what I'm
jealousy
saying?
Is a motherfucker, man, because, yo, Nipsey, he was doing his thing, man, in all aspects, man. He really just, you know, the last year was a very big year for him. He had one of the biggest years as far as rappers, you know what I'm saying? That victory lap, that went hard. I mean, that was like my favorite. I voted that my favorite West Coast album of 2018, Victory Lap. So, you know, but things happen for a reason. I hate to say it. It's so crazy, but things just happen for a reason, man. I be feeling these different energies, man. And it's just, I don't know. It didn't hit me as yet because, you know, I love West Coast rap. I love rap in general. And for some reason, I don't know. I mean, I never really truly connected with Nipsey's music like that. I mean, I'm a fan. But I never really connected. But, you know, I'm seeing I'm seeing his presence. You know how his presence was felt because, like I said, my wife, you know, she was telling me like she had like put me onto like I guess the spread that him and did and GQ. And she was putting me on like
that's
my favorite couple. All right, what up? There he is. You know what I'm saying? But, we're gonna give him some more of that in the chop up. So just stay tuned.
Yeah.
Now, Conspiracy Theories is already coming out, so we're gonna get into that.
How was your week, Smooth? How was your week? What you got popping this week? You know, any more any stories?
Man, nigga, I hope you fall downstairs. I like some apples, motherfucker.
Smooth.
Smooth. anything else.
Yeah, but I'd be doing no good. And I'd be trying to walk that nigga into a brick wall when I say that, right?
No, man.
Listen, we really need to do an after show, YouTube session or something, man, because this fool here. But what's up? What's going on in your life, Smoot?
Shit, not a damn thing. Apparently Nipsey Hussle did. That's on the news right now. So, yeah, motherfucker, I'm diverting statement, bitch. Nah, how you like them apps?
Yo, man, I just want to say this too. I just want to put this out there, man. Like, yo, Smooth, you are becoming like a cult hero on this show, man. Every person I put on to the show, they be like, yo, who is Smooth? You know what I'm saying? Like, cause Smooth, you know, it's like a mystery. You know what I'm saying? But I like it. I like it. I like how there's no face. You know, you just gotta follow the voice. You know what I'm saying? No social media. You know what I'm saying?
Smooth, you know what I'm saying, like you the dude from the Sasaki's commercial, you know what I'm saying, like the most interesting man going on right now, man, so shout out to you, bro, you know what I'm saying, let's do this, man, let's have another good night. Ah, man, night will be great. What's the topic? The night is gonna be great, man. Look, we're talking about tonight, we're talking about knowing the size of a team tonight, that's what we're talking about. Me, yeah, and we got two men and me on the phone. So definitely, this is gonna be some interesting stuff tonight. You know, we're talking about that. We're talking about knowing the size of a cheater, and we finna get into it tonight. Like, I think it's some things that women need to know. You know, we talk often about, you know, women not having, we talk often about women not having self-love, right? And they blame the man for what it is that they're going through. And that shouldn't be the case. That should not be the case.
Okay.
That should not be the case. You should not blame a man for what you're going through because there are signs. And apparently you don't know the signs, so we won't give you the signs tonight. For men and women, for real, men and women, you got to know what's going on in your situation.
I want you to put me on to the women's side because I need to know these things. You know what I'm saying? I got to look.
But I need y'all to put me on to the men's side, too. But I know what I'm looking for.
So you want us to snitch like we see hard?
I know, right?
Huh?
I know. Give me the shit.
We gonna snitch tonight. Okay. Let me talk about this too. Now for the month of April will be our 2 years on air. 2 years on air right here. Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. 2 years on the air of April officially. If you wanna call in tonight too, let me tell you, call in at 646-787-1839. 646-787-1839. April is 2 years.
Yeah.
So I'm giving Mo this break, but I took this week to let Mo know the things that he has to do to try at least once. If you guys listen to the show, you know that Mo is very close-minded to a lot of things.
For this month,
he has to try something new twice. So he has to try it 1 week, next week come back and tell us how it was, try the next week, come back and tell him. And I'm picking the things that he has to try. So I'm going to give him options, either or, of the things that he has to try. And I have to be able to confirm it, whether his wife called me off the air or on the air to say he did. I have to be able to confirm that he did what it is that he's supposed to do. This is our 2-year anniversary month. Like, we're going to do it big.
Right.
We're going to have one show as well that I am going to be open to any and every question that they throw at me. I'm going to answer these questions honestly, and I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat. Whatever you want to know, I'm answering.
All right, cricket.
Any and everything that you guys want to know,
I'm going
a grown
to
ass
answer.
Man. You about to tell me what the hell I'm gonna do with my life? Bro.
Yeah, right.
You know what? Shut term. Your ass up. Don't do that now. Don't do that now. We go there, but you better sit in your corner. So,
but you know,
so,
I'm game. Whatever. I'm a good.
Like
boy.
I'm in time.
Yeah.
I won't try to put me in my corner. What?
No. Yeah.
What's in my corner? You have some big booty bitches in my corner.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't need no more bitches. You don't need no more bitches. You don't need no more sex. You don't need no more nothing. You really need to donate your penis and your balls. That's what you need.
Oh,
but
no,
I digress.
Don't
now,
donate my penis.
Yeah, don't say
and
that.
Your
nah,
balls. You need to donate. Mo, you don't even know. Mo, calm down.
Look,
you need to donate
because
it don't mean you no more good.
Hey, fuck that. Wait a minute. Hold up now. I'll donate my shit as long as my body's attached to it. Who I'm fucking?
That's your problem right now. That's your problem right there.
Man's junk, you know what I'm saying?
For the new listeners that's tuning in, you know, Smooth has 7 kids and some on the way. So that's why we say what we say. You know, 7 kids and some on the way. We going to leave that number at that. Nine.
Number out there like
that? Just yeah, for the people that's tuning in that want to know why I'm saying you need to donate everything that you have, because there's some people that can't do what you're doing, and you do it very well. So you need to donate what you got going on.
But, I mean, I need to have my body at least attached to it so I can feel the sensation. Fuck, I don't
gotcha.
A random motherfucker with all this meat. Don't you?
Anyways, so tonight, right, and I'm going to get started on the female side, right, but I'm going to get started and give my whole situation about, you know, how to spot, you know, a cheater. So I want to say this first and foremost. Most of you people don't really understand or don't really get it, right, that shit be going down, and you got to understand that shit goes down. And you have to understand that men are going to do what they do. Like I said all the time, men were not created to be monogamous.
Wasn't. We can be, but it wasn't created for.
Well, hold up now.
Men,
what's going on?
So, you know, in the beginning,
men
it was
were not,
one man and one woman. So, you know, he was monogamous then.
Men were not created to be monogamous.
That's a myth.
No, men were not. Like, I was having a conversation, and I said, being that I had to unlearn everything that I've learned, I've had to research and relearn things over again. And so when you come to me and tell me what the Bible says, and you come to me and tell me what the, you know, how man and woman are supposed to be married and X, Y, and Z, I question that, because now I'm at the point where I feel like I'm not getting married. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you know, I've been saying, I'm going to get married. And I wanted to get married for so long. I don't feel like I'm going to get married. When I look at situations like Wendy Williams, when I look at situations like Mary J. Blige, you know, when I look at the Spice Girls, I look at all of these women. I am not as rich as these women right now, but trust and believe I do pretty well for myself. And with that being said, I just feel like I have to keep in mind of what I got going on. I can't be as naive to say I'm not going to pay attention to what these women got going on and feel like I'm different because I'm really, really, really close to their situation. Saying that to say this, right? Knowing when a person is cheating. As a woman, you have to know, you know what I'm saying? You have to pay attention. Sometimes he not cheating on you. Sometimes he didn't already let you know that it ain't nothing. But you feel like you're going to change his mind by looking for him, by being down for him, by giving him sex, by doing all of these things that you want to do, which would normally get a man to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? And so this man here, he's sticking around for it because he like it. But in actuality, he already told you what it is. Always listen to the first thing a man tell you. If a man tell you he don't want to be with you, trust and believe that, then stop trying to change him. Now, if you go along and you put him in a position that he need your help or he need money, and you put him in a position and make him say, oh, yeah, well, we going to be together. It's going to be me and you. And you put this man in this fucking position for him to do all of this shit, and then he turn around and... okay, boom. He ain't coming home. He ain't coming to see you like that.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't coming to see you like that. He coming to see you maybe once or twice a month. And he say, man, baby, I'm so busy. Listen here, let me tell you something. Men are possessive. And if that man ain't trying to get there to see you and spend time with you and all that good shit, he doing it with somebody. I need you to understand that. If he ain't up under you, you ain't the main bitch. The main bitch is somebody else. On top of that, if you got this man and y'all together and y'all go on vacation, and he don't talk about having no lady on his social media, but then he turn around and go on vacation and all his pictures are by himself. Baby girl, all I saw, you are not the only motherfucking one. Understand that. He is doing him. On the flip side, fellas, you got a woman. She get up, she go to work, you know what I'm saying? And she come back home, she at home in due time. On the weekend, she might slide off and say, hey, I'm finna go chill with the girl. That's pretty damn normal. But if she talking to you and y'all arguing and goddamn you always mad at her, she always mad at you. Brother, women are emotional creatures. Emotionally, she's going to find somebody that she can connect with because y'all not connecting emotionally because y'all always arguing. Brother, she cheats. She finding somebody to do what they do. Women love, listen, if she not blowing your phone up and she ain't calling you every day, she ain't texting you every day, babe, I love you, babe, what you doing, babe, whether you answering or not. You know what I'm saying? You know, some men just super busy for real, for real. They can't answer, but they looking to pay attention. If she ain't blowing your shit up every single day, brother, somebody else getting them texts and calls. Women are emotional. She has to feel a connection to some goddamn body. She is probably doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? Also, when a woman is going through something with a man, right? When she going through something and she like, you know, I love him. I'm trying to make it work. But your penis small, you know that thing. You know you missed the line. You know you came at the end of the line or whatever the case may be. Fellas, I'm sorry. You know when your penis small. Y'all have to tell you that. If you pee, if you pull that motherfucker out to pee, and you gotta wipe your nuts after you pee, brother, calm down. Brother, if you hold that motherfucker in your hand and your whole hand wrap all the way around that motherfucker, brother, I'm sorry. God damn it, if that motherfucker get rock hard and that bitch just barely go over your balls, brother, I'm sorry. Now, you can be the best nigga in the world, okay, and she gonna love you for that. But trust and believe that if she is a woman and she done had the bottom of that monkey hit, she is gonna need that. He is gonna need that motherfucking hit. Period.com. There's no way around it. If she has ever had the bottom hit, you can't hit the bottom. She gonna need that bottom hit. I read statistics saying that they've called married women, and 50% of married women had another partner on the side. I said, well, the other 50% got a partner with a big piece. That's just about what it boils down to. Listen, sex is very vital in any relationship you got going on. You can have a big penis, and you can dog around, and you can do everything under the sun. Trust and believe you me. But she's going to think about that penis, and you can have around just a little bit longer. I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying. I ain't trying to be the bearer of bad news. I'm just telling you that if you ain't got what it takes, then you got to understand what's going on. Now, also, you know, you can have some women, and I know women like this. You know what I'm saying? I know women like this. As much as I'm at peace with myself, I know women that just want that connection. And she's a woman that says, I'm single.
and you the buddy, and y'all sleeping together, and you just trying to feel her out. If she tell you I'm single, but she don't invite you to that house every night, she ain't trying to get you there every night, brother, I'm sorry. She doing her thing. It's somebody. A woman is emotional, is an emotional creature. She trying to get somebody to that goddamn house every night. And if it ain't you, it just ain't you. It just ain't you. That's where I'm going to start with this. Now, I'm going to let the fellas say what they got to say. But we got some more to cover. I don't want to just ride the whole thing, but I'm just telling you, like, boy, I'm ready. What's up?
I'm ready. She said, I'm ready.
I'm ready, man.
I'm ready.
Y'all go ahead. What are signs that y'all know that your mate is cheating? Or do y'all know? What are signs that women should pay attention to when that dude doing what he do?
All right. Well, okay,
have a minute.
All right. So, look, I'll go first, I guess. So, all right, well, look, I gotta serve it up the way I can serve it up to really express myself. So, first off, I just want to say one thing. Either you're married or you're not. So, if you're married, yo, everybody cheating in my book. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. Second thing is, shout out to Chris Rock. He once said, a man is only as loyal as his options. You know what I'm saying? So, that could be the case in many situations as well. But, you know, like, and then now at the mind frame I'm in now, like, I choose to always just keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, situations, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want this shit to come back to haunt me, and I want to be able to finesse the situation the way I see fit. But in my younger days, you know what I'm saying, if I just take it back before I was married and stuff like that, like I said, a man is only as loyal as his options. That was really the case with me. You know what I'm saying? So I might be in a relationship, but if I got something that's just flowing my way, you know what I'm saying, and I'm attracted and this shit can go down, that shit was going down. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times that shit made me even respect my mate even more. You know what I'm saying? My girlfriend even more. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a chance to swerve out, and then I got a chance to get back to what we had. You know what I'm saying? Because you get bored and shit sometimes, and sometimes you just want to feel something different. And like I said, men, we don't really cheat with our heads and emotional. We just treat lustful. Well, for me, I can't speak for everybody, but for me, I'm just a lustful dude. You know what I'm saying? So every so often, you know, like, I just need to tap something, you know what I'm saying? And then I get right back to my girl, and we good, you know what I'm saying? I just had to slide out one time, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm just trying to say with me, too. You know, as I just be talking, like, on the show and, you know, just talking to different people about, they telling me all these serious relationships they've been in. I really only been in, like, one serious relationship, but I've had a bunch of just, like, one-night stands, jump-offs, or whatever, because I know how to maneuver. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just like to finesse it. But now I'm chilling. I am a happily married man. Now, on the flip side, as far as women goes, and when a man may think his woman is cheating, I think it is signs to come up. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I love my wife. And I don't want to, like, put our business out in the street a little bit, but I like that my wife, for the most part, I always say this too, you know, what you don't know won't hurt you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just talking, hey, my wife could be as slick as they come. She might have swerved, just stepped out on me or whatever. You know, I never found out about it or whatever. But that's why I think, you know, especially before you get married, you really need to know that person's resume, and you really need to know that person's pedigree. You know what I'm saying? When I say pedigree, you know, look where they come from, you know. And not to say this, but, you know, just look how they, you know, look, study their aunts, study their sisters, you know what I'm saying? Just study the pedigree, you know what I'm saying? So you can kind of see where it's at. Look at the mother. Like, look how where her how
that
her
means nothing.
Like,
I'm going to tell you that my mom had a master's degree and a bachelor's degree. My mom didn't have sex the last 15 years of her life. My auntie, yeah. She's a stay-at-home wife. You can look at all of that shit. But at the end of the day,
you just said, what did you say? What did you say your mother was at first? The first thing you said, what did you say?
She has a master's degree and a bachelor's degree.
Okay. Say, and I see that business mind in you. You know what I'm saying? Just from everything we talk about before we get started into the show, you talk about this, that, the third. You know what I'm saying? Which is good stuff. That's a pedigree that you have that your mother passed down to you. So it's not just sex. It's all types of different things. You know what I'm saying? But so that's what I just want to say. So you just really got to know somebody's pedigree before you really truly get involved. So what I'm just saying is, so I think for the most part, like I said, I always say this too. Hopefully my wife doesn't listen. She might get mad at me. But my wife got an aunt that's a virgin now. She's about 60, almost 60. You know what I'm saying? Never set that thing out. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, yo, so I see. So not to say that I'm just confident that nobody can't swoop up and get at my wife and maybe, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure I piss her off. She's a woman. She's still... It ain't like I'm the only person that she might be attracted to. I'm sure it's other dudes she attracted to. But it's one thing to just be attracted to it in your mind, and then it's another thing to actually act on it. Guys, we actually kind of act on it. A lot of women can do this shit. I don't know. Y'all can go home, jerk off with your little dildo, sex toys, or whatever, and y'all good. Guys, a lot of times, like, we got to knock that thing down. But like I said, we're not knocking that thing down with the intentions of leaving my wife for it. It's just like, or my girlfriend for it's just like, yo, I'm having a good time with my homeboy, and we out here. We on the prowl a little bit. But at the end of the day, I'm going to get right back. Like Jay-Z said, what he said, that classy line, he said, I was just fucking them girls, but I was going to get right back. That shit is true. So, you know, that's how it is. So I feel comfortable with my wife. So that's why at the end of the day, I am happily married, and OG used to tell me this way back in the day. You know what I'm saying? When I first moved to New York, one of the first guys I, like, worked with, he was just telling me, like, the guy that was always, like, from Trinidad, dude was always cheating on his wife and shit like that. I'm not saying it was right, but he was like, I can never leave her. He was like, why? Because she just don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know my wife has never done nothing for me to actually just leave her, and I know she's loyal. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I might have all types of rendezvous and jump offs with this, but at the end of the day, I know I'm always going to be with my wife as long as she want to be with me. And that shit kind of like, at the time, I didn't really understand this shit, but, you know, as you get older, that shit trickles down to you. That OG game that you caught when you were like 19, 20 or whatever, you're like, damn, that shit makes sense now that you 20 years later. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're going through it. So, you know, that's my situation now. On the flip side is, like I said, especially with the mind I got now, if I got a female and she was a step out on me, like, now my pimp mind kicking the gear. I'm like, okay, so, like, you are obviously that you want to be out here, so, like, let's finesse it. Let's, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad I don't have to think that way with my wife, and that's why I always will respect my wife. And that's why, you know, we have our little ups and downs, but at the end of the day, I'm a happily married man. So that's my take on it. I don't know what you got to say, Smooth. Let's see what, you know what I'm saying, how you feel about it.
If you see me walking out the door, bitch, I'm fucking another hoe. Y'all niggas tripping. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. Look.
What's up?
I ain't Steve Harvey, so you ain't getting nothing from me. But at the same time, I'm going to be honest with you. Like I've already said, I'm a cheater. I will cheat on you in the morning. I'll cheat on you in the evening. And I cheat on your ass at night. Yippee! Nah, so if I go outside, right, and this is real, because, like, first of all, bitch, you ain't about to stay with me anyway. I need my own private space. But if I go outside.
Nice.
And I go to Walmart, and I see a thing with a big old booty.
Smooth. You brought
nice
up a
lips,
good point. Yeah.
And I see, you know what I'm saying? And I see a thing with some nice lips and shit. I'm going to go hit that.
Look,
I'm
Smooth.
Sitting game off the dock.
Real quick.
What?
Don't lose your train of thought. I just want to say this one thing. And Ms. Love was like, you still there? Because, like, sometimes you get quiet, and I'll be like, yo, what's your
problem?
She dipped out on this?
She probably hit the button.
Yep, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'll
be thinking she
can,
like, dipped out for a minute. But anyway, look, you said one key point that yeah, you're going to forever be a player. And, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not knocking that because I would do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But with you having your own place, you having your own car, you know what I'm saying? I assume if you ain't in New York, you got your own car. You know what I'm saying? New York is really the only place you can get away with not having a car at times because of the subways. But if you got your own place, you got your own car, you know what I'm saying? You are going to cheat. Like, there's no loyalty with that. So I totally agree with Smooth. If I have my own place, when I did have my own place, I had my own. Oh my goodness, that's
you guys are crazy as hell. Listen, let me tell you something.
It's true.
I don't cheat on my folks, and we on again, off again. We might be off for 4 weeks and be right back on.
I'm giving you the guy's point of view.
Wait,
okay.
I thought this was the male perspective. Shut up, woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look. Like, I hate to break it to you. I hate to break this to you. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But if you're dealing with a dude and you don't live with him and he got his own place and he got his own car, he's fucking somebody else. I hate to say it. I hate to fucking say it, but that's just what it is.
Now, why do you hate to say it? Like, are you just trying to be
because I know how women they sometimes y'all get into like a fantasy he wouldn't do this. He don't want him to get back to you. So, of course, he's going to try to cover his tracks as much as he can. But if he has his own place and he has his own car, he's fucking around. That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? Smooth just said it. Like, and that's the truth, because if I was in Smooth's position, I would be doing the same thing. The reason why I probably am loyal right now and I am with my wife, because we stay together. It's not easy for me to be honest with you. I got to do a lot of shit to even fucking try to do it. So it's just not even worth it. But if I did have my own place and I did have my own car, best believe, I'd be having something different every night. You know what I'm saying? Talk about the stories I would have if that was the case. This shit would be real talk for real. Because, I've done it. You know what I'm saying? When I first moved to Brooklyn, oh, my goodness. I'm telling
you. Look, first of all, I don't condone my actions, okay? I am who I am. I am a hoe.
I
don't want you to have no fantasies about my life. You're a happily married man.
No. I'm good.
As a whole, like that I am, I would like to say.
Look, no, smooth. Believe me when I tell you this, bro. Honestly, like, when I say I'm young OG, I'm for real with this, man. I'm not going to be influenced, bro. Like, I love having a show, but I'm good. I'm, like I said, I'm a happily married man. I know it sounds like a joke, but I am. I did my thing. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say everybody should do their thing before they even get married, because so this shit don't come back. But the other thing that I was going to say, that shit, you said, you know what? You know what I'm saying? I cheat. And you know what I love and what I respect the fullest? And that's why I love having this fucking Twitter account and this show, because I love it when women do it. When women just say, you know what? I'm a hoe. It is what the fuck it is. I'm a hoe. You know what I'm saying? So I'm out here. I'm doing my thing, and I don't give a fuck. That's the shit I like. You know what I'm saying? Just if you're gonna be that way, just own that shit. That way people can't put that shit up in your face. So I just wanted to say that, but go ahead.
I mean,
do what you do. Like, that, because he don't give a care. Like, you know, it is what it is. But, listen, let me tell you something. In all honesty, like, and you know, we do real talk here. You know, me and my on again, off again situation. My situation with him is never, ever about who are you doing it with. Because I'm never going to ride him about who. It's just about if I come to you and ask you, I want you to be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to ever make me look dumb out here in these streets. So the last time I was so pissed off, but then I had to find out that it was just somebody that liked him that, you know what I'm saying, wanted to get me out of the picture. But, you know, if this don't speak volumes that he put me back in the picture to you, ain't nothing else don't speak volumes to you that he put me back in the picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I walked away because I wanted him to figure out what he wanted to do. But when it all comes down to it, I don't question him about certain shit. One, because I'm too busy, okay? Because my mind is so focused on my hustle that I don't have time to be worried about what you're doing, when you're doing it, how you're doing it. I ain't got time for all of that. It's when I say, babe, all right, you know, I missed the time we were supposed to chill, come see me. He know if I'm not available, I'm working. Because I don't have, like, I'm too old to have the capability to juggle more than one man. I'm too focused on what I'm doing, and he can see what I'm doing, to have more than one man. A man cannot piss me off to the point that I'm going to say, oh, I want to go look at Jody and go sleep with Jody, because that's a temporary fulfillment. I've trained my mind that I won't even get right unless I'm mentally connected with you. Like, we got to have those long conversations. We got to talk. We got to build something for me to be connected to you to have sex with you. And that's just where I am right now in my life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Everybody is not trained in that manner, because going to practicing celibacy is one of the hardest things ever. And I'm a rare breed, and everybody knows that. So if it was hard for me, I'm pretty sure it's hard for a lot of people. You know, you got a lot of women that say, I ain't doing that. Brother, you know. You know when somebody else done been where you laid at. You know what I'm saying? You know this. So I'm not the cheating type, nor do I condone cheating on a woman's standpoint, but a man, he doesn't cheat emotionally. You know, like Mo said earlier, he might see something, he want to slide off, he want to go on, test it out, and go on, get back to his business. It ain't nothing personal, ladies, when a man do what he do. So I'm not sitting here questioning my dude saying, you know, all those extra shit, like, I don't care. That's why I tell y'all, if y'all know who I'm with, don't come tell me nothing. Because I ain't got nothing to do with that. He knows what he has to do. He's a very smart individual. He knows what he got to do. So I'm not one of those chicks that's like, oh, my man ain't cheating. No, I ain't dumb. He doing whatever he doing. But I bet you one thing, he better make sure that it don't get back to me. And he does a great job at that, and that's all that I can ask for.
You know what? You know what's so interesting, too? Oh, man, the chop-up is going to be so low. I can't wait. You know, chop-up, well, we're going to get into it maybe in the next, like, what, 10 minutes, 5, 10 minutes or whatever. But one quick thing, because this goes along with what we're talking about. Did anybody see what's going on? This happened, I think, like, last night. NAACP. What's up?
Justice, smell it.
No, fuck. Justice, smell it. Oh, man, that dude. But anyway, what I was talking about was, well, Chris Rock, that's what you're talking about. But Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Omari Hardwick. That shit was awkward as fuck, right? So I don't know if anybody is out there. We're talking about this whole cheating shit. So I don't know if y'all saw it. It was all over the net last night. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, all on social media. So you got Beyonce and Jay-Z. People ain't even talking about this award. I guess Jay-Z got some Lifetime Achievement Award at the NAACP Awards. And you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they come to rare events. Now, they didn't got to a certain status where, you know what I'm saying, it's really got to be something special for them to even show up. You know what I'm saying? Even if they win an award. But this is a Lifetime Achievement Award, so of course you got to be there for that. So Jay-Z's there. And it's like some part in the show or before the show or after the show. I don't even know when it happened in the show. But, you know, you see some people coming over. There's other celebrities and stuff, like, you know, holler at Jay-Z and, you know, take pictures with him and Beyonce. So, anyway, here comes Omari Hardwick, right? So all of a sudden he poses with Jay-Z. And Omari Hardwick is the dude who plays Ghost in Power, man. Shout out. I like that show a lot. You know what I'm saying? So he comes over and he gives Beyonce a kiss on the cheek, and then, you know, hugged her, and then gave her another kiss on the cheek, like to the point where it almost seemed like he was trying to get at her lips. And you just see the awkwardness of Jay-Z, like, you know, just standing there. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to make a scene. I think he does say, like, watch yourself, like, you know what I'm saying, if you really listen to it. And you see Beyonce, I don't know if she seemed like she was a little annoyed, but at the same time, did she like it? You know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, as a man, you sense that shit. I think, you know, like I say this about the Jay-Z Beyonce. I mean, she's turned into like a kind of like a stepford wife. You know what I'm saying? She's always smiling. She even went to shit with Solange when fucking shit went down and she come out of the elevator smiling after Jay-Z and Solange get into it. She smiled like nothing happened. So,
man, you supposed to knock that nigga out at the second kiss. I don't get you flying fuck. Nah, play that shit with a real nigga if you want to, nigga. That's just like that bitch that fucked around and fed the stepbrother first at the Super Bowl party. Remember what happened that shit?
Oh,
nigga got killed. Nigga got killed. Fuck around with
everybody talks about that shit. That shit is crazy. But I'm just trying to say, it was, It was a little disrespectful.
Oh.
Two kisses? All right, I see one kiss on the cheek. All right, bad. But you went it. Second one?
Ain't no
like, that's why Beyonce was
ain't
like,
no contact
like,
on my business. Fuck wrong with you? Fuck you, man.
And,
wah, wah. Woo.
But, yo, but Beyonce, you, but you think about it, like, yo, Beyonce, and he, Jay-Z's got her handcuffed so much. Like, you, if you noticed, Beyonce don't do no song with Chris Brown. No, like, it should have been a Chris Brown-Beyonce collaboration by now, you know what I'm saying? But you don't see none of that shit. No young up-and-coming that could be, like, a, some type of, you know, like a competitor, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, looks and, like, shit that they might have common interest in. So, anyway, it was just interesting to see Omari Hardwick, and I just think he just went for his, and he was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Because you think, you know, there is an age difference, and Beyonce, you know what I'm saying, you would think she would want to swerve. It just seems like she... Like, he can sense the, like, damn, she do yearn to be with somebody else. You know, she, I'm sure she loves being with Jay-Z. I'm sure they got a family, they got money and everything. But sexually, she still got married, got with him pretty young. She seems like she's been faithful. So it just seems like she would love to swerve. You know, she would love to have, like, a hall pass. But Jay-Z's not going to go for that shit. So I just thought that shit was awkward. But anyway,
hold
I digress. You know,
Black,
so I just wanted to bring
Black,
it up.
Black, fuck that. Would you let another man kiss you in front of your man? Fuck that shit. Black. Would you let another man kiss you in front of your man? Yes or no? Take the phone off you, goddammit.
This lovely Black just be leaving us, yo. What's come on, this is real talk.
She got Sharon. Let's forgive the old woman. It's okay.
Okay,
so I'm gonna be Black.
Okay.
I'm gonna be Black
all
right now.
Up?
No, nigga.
What's up?
I would never let another man kiss me in front of my man. Shit. Fuck, because I'm celibate.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, that was crazy. You know what? You know, like I said, I got a long-ass chop-up. So, you know, since Ms. Lovely Black then dipped out on us, we might as well get into the world-famous chop-up. You know what I'm saying? It's 9:50. But we can come back to this topic a little bit later. So, a lot of stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, this might be the most crunk freaking chop up to date because it was just so much stuff. Like every time something was happening, I was just jotting it down in my notebook. All right, I'm gonna talk about this, I'm gonna talk about that. So here we go. I'm gonna run it down. I got about 10 topics that I thought was interesting. So speaking of Jay-Z, shout outs to Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? I know I was knocking him a little bit about what just happened with him and Omari Hardwick and NAACP Awards, Beyonce. But shout out to Jay-Z. I mean, he is a supreme businessman. You can't ever take that away from him. Dude is sharp as a freaking knife, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to business. And shout out to his Roc Nation. They have become like the human resource of just music. You know what I'm saying? Anybody get into some trouble, Roc Nation is there to help you out. You know what I'm saying? I really respect that about Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? So Lil Wayne, I'm a double back on that, but he just paid I think $14 million in taxes and shit because he was backed up where shit could have probably started hitting the fan on him, and he could probably got, you know, some shit seized. From what I've heard of, Jay-Z, you know, got in his ear, got his business straight, and now, you know, everything's on point. But shout out to Lil Uzi. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan, man. I like Lil Uzi. Man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks he's weird. People call him the prince of the new generation or the new wave. Dude's a little different. You know what I'm saying? But I think he's got good music, talented. You know, young dude from Philly. But anyway,
hold up. Which one is Lil Uzi?
Lil Uzi. He's from Philly. He was on. All right, you would probably know him best for this. He was on Migos' first hit, the Bad and Bougie. He was on Bad and Bougie. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't the dude that be wearing the purse, huh?
That's Slim Thug. You know what I'm saying? They do be on.
No.
There's
another.
I don't condone that shit. Young Thug. I meant to say.
No, we got Young Thug, but we got the other one. The what is his full name?
Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, that dude be wearing purses, man.
Yeah, but the music though. I'm just Bill Prince used to wear heels and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
tight ass pants.
Prince come from
what
a time
fuck?
Of cocaine when it was fashionable.
He said Prince
and
come from a time
with,
of cocaine?
Right, and the dude was like 4'11", so he wore the heels to be taller.
To make him look taller. But, you know, Prince was knocking down all of the bad chicks from the
right.
Age.
Yeah,
that,
but this dude
even though
wearing,
he looked fruity
this,
and shit.
Yeah, look.
Look, I'm not condoning it. Look, smooth. I told you, I'm not condoning his dress code whatsoever. But you know, if you listen to some, he's got some good music. He's got this one song called, you know, if not hip to, like, I call it a new wave. When I say new wave, it's, you know, that new wave trap. You know what I'm saying? It's the young energy. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, he's got this song called Do What I Want. That's probably like my favorite one. You know what I'm saying? Do What I Want. If you get a chance, Google it, listen to it on YouTube. But Now I Do What I Want. Very good song. But anyway, so he was going through some shit with his label to the point that he didn't want to make music. I think he said he retired. But Jay-Z, like I said, the human resources of music was like, nah, you know what I'm saying? What you need, right? You know what I'm saying? Let's get this shit right. You know what I'm saying? You're in the prime of your career. Let's get back on track. So, like, Jay-Z swooped to the rescue, and I think he's going to drop one more album, and I think he's going to roll with Roc Nation. So shout out to that situation. Now, getting back to this dude, I didn't really want to talk about this show, Smooth. You had brought him up, but this whole Jussie Smollett stuff, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but, you know, well, I mean, what do you think about this, man? Now he got the charges dropped, so it's like, what the fuck's going on? And
well,
then, like,
well, technically, charges ain't dropped. It's more of a deferred prosecution. So,
okay.
In essence, yeah, we came up with an agreement that you're going to do certain things, right, so that you don't have to go to jail, i.e. pay a fine, do community service, et cetera, et cetera. But by no means are you innocent. By no means do we take future prosecution off the table. You see what I'm saying? So it's an agreement.
Okay.
Now,
in
his case, you know what I'm saying, like, they want their $130,000. You know what I'm saying? They want the $130,000. He's been ordered to pay the $130,000. He still has to go to court because the FBI still got the federal charges brought up against him. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because, you know, hey, sending threats to yourself in the mail, that's still a federal crime regardless of the fact. So you still got to fight that. So it's not over by no means. But when you listen to the media and whatnot, it can lead you to believe that it's over when it's not.
Okay, because I was wondering. And you know, as a layer to this, and shout out to Bunker 31. That's just like my I guess, chat group that I got with a couple of my fellas, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's on our Instagram feed, and we just, you know, shit that come up that's interesting, we just share it and talk about the shit within the chat. Anyway, so Trump, I guess, said he's going to look into it. So one of my dudes, you know, and I'm probably the only person that's like, you know, I call it keeping the balance because everybody else is like, fuck Trump, you know, this is, you know what I'm saying? It's the shit you hear all the time. Like, Trump, you know, from a lot of black folks, Trump sucks, Trump ain't doing shit, fucking why is he president? Anyway, I'm the dude that's balanced. Well, actually, no, like, you know, this is kind of, he's been kind of cool in this direction and that direction. Not to say I agree with everything, but just to keep the balance. So anyway, one of my guys was like, oh, you know, why Trump, it says Trump is going to be looking into the Jussie Smollett thing. So I'm like, why wouldn't he? Like, the dude, fucking Jussie Smollett, like, acts like he's like Emmett Till and, like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that any type, I'm not saying that lightly or nothing like that. I'm not making a joke about it because it wasn't a joking situation. But what I'm saying is he's acting like he's Emmett Till, like, this hate crime, and he was trying to kill him with a noose and all this stuff, and they all wearing Make America Great Again red hats. What do you think? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm just supposed to let that slide. So if it was reversed, if it was Obama and the situation was just reversed, then everybody would be up in arms like, oh, how did he get away? But so I'm just saying, like, you know, people, you can't have it both ways. You know what I'm saying? Wrong is wrong. If you like fucking black, white, gay or whatever, you do some shit that it was wrong. Like, and like, I have no remorse for him because I'm like, yo, dude, you brought this shit on yourself. Like, to me, the whole Jussie Smollett thing is strictly a publicity stunt, and it's the total thing of just doing too much. And that's like why Chris Rock had called him out on this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, yo, you're doing too much. Like, so that's it. That's the last time I'm going to say his name, because I don't even want to talk about him. So that's one thing. Another thing that was in the news, man, it's all types of shit going on. Shout out to, well, I don't even know why I'm giving them a shout out, because they fell off this year, but man, well, they haven't been on since the Kobe Bryant years, but shout out to the Lakers, right? As we know, LeBron James. Yeah, as we know.
Oh,
yeah, we was looking for
that. Yeah,
ooh, that. Oh God,
we was just
talking.
A quick pause for the calls. Screw both of y'all. Y'all know I live in the suburbs, and I got a little piece that my phone disconnects when I'm coming close to my house. So my phone dropped, and I was like, ah, shit, I got to go.
So getting back to the chopper. So you know, so shout out to the Lakers. Now the Lakers, LeBron James is going. He's going to face a lot of heat. You know what I'm saying? He didn't make the playoffs. He said, you know, after he was come back from his injury, to activate it. Oh yeah, we about to do this thing. Didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Went to activate some shit. I don't know if he lost a step. But they ain't going to be in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, Lonzo Ball, man. So shout out to Lonzo Ball. And if you know anything about Lonzo Ball, you should know about his pops. His pops, his name is LeVar Ball. Big baller brand. You know what I'm saying? I like his pops got some swag. You know, Cali dude, you know, supporting his sons and shit. Says a lot of stuff. Speaks a lot of stuff into existence, but he's a big mouth. You know, he's got a lot of personality, and the son is quiet. You know what I'm saying? But son, I think, has the potential to be a pretty good player. We'll see what happens. He hasn't really fully lived up to his potential yet. But anyway, this was sad. I didn't really want to hear this because I like to see black businesses do it. I like to see, you know, that father-son bond. You know what I'm saying? Fathers, like black fathers stepping up, you know what I'm saying, being there for their kids. I like to see that shit, man. But didn't like to see this story. So anyway, I guess LeVar Ball had put, you know, one of maybe his homeboys from back in the day in charge of some money situation, and $1.5 million came up missing. So now the son Lonzo Ball is totally kind of like cut ties with Big Baller Brand. I think he might be getting an endorsement deal with Nike. I think that's like in talks. And it's just sad, man, because, you know, the way the pops was just pumping it up, you know what I'm saying? I really thought it was like a good thing, but you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you got business and personal relationships when you know, your pops is your manager and shit like that, and money fucks up, you know, it just fucks up a really what should be like a father-son relationship, you know, and the business takes over. Now the relationship is strained. So that's just another thing to keep the eye on, you know, going into next season. This is a big year for the Lakers, man. Magic Johnson, they got a lot of shit going on. Can they get another free agent? Is LeBron, like, old now? You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like when Jordan came back with, you know what I'm saying? I was disappointed. I'm a big Jordan fan. But I was disappointed. Came back with the Wizards, and he couldn't even make the Wizards to the playoffs those 2 years there. So I'm wondering if that's the same type of situation, or is LeBron going to bounce back and, you know, get his name back, you know, win a championship or whatever. So I just thought that was an interesting conversation. Another thing in the news, like I said, the news is popping, man. I got a lot of stuff to get to. A lot of shit went down this week. So, shout out to this new artist out of Atlanta, right? Name is Lil Nas X, right? Lil Nas X. And he's got this song called, Old Town Road. I don't know if y'all heard this. It's called Old Town Road, right? But I'm bigging this up because it's a country song. You know what I'm saying? Some say it's a country trap song. You know what I'm saying? But if you get a chance, listen to it. It's got a nice little tune to it, but it's real country. You know what I'm saying? Real country. When I say country, I mean country, like to the point that you think you like on a farm somewhere or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you should have a cowboy hat and boots. But anyway, the reason I'm talking about this in the news is because it was headed to the top of the charts as far as being like the number one country song. You know what I'm saying? Black dude, young, like in his early 20s. Big song. And guess what? Just when it was getting some hype, Billboard pulls it and says it didn't have the elements to be a true country song, so they took it off, even though it's blowing up. And I just thought that was some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You got artists like, what the fuck is her name? When Kanye said, you know, what's her name? Not Dolly Parton. The new school chick, man. What's her name? When Kanye was like, yo, Beyonce should win this shit. You know what I'm saying?
He got up on stage.
Taylor Swift. So she's a country singer, and she's all on the pop charts, all on this chart, all on that chart. But the moment some black dude get on there, and what it is this. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do with entertainment and sports. You know what I'm saying? Those are the two things that we will take over. You know what I'm saying? As far as just skill and talent. You know what I'm saying? It's just undeniable. When it comes to sports, music, you can't mess with us. You know what I'm saying? So I think they're just scared.
Well, you already know why they did that, because
One thing about the people that listen to country music, they don't play.
Wait a minute. Before we even get into the whole race thing, let's get one thing straight. When it does come down to country music, you do have a lot of black artists that's on the country chart.
Okay, chart.
Now, I've never heard, you know what I'm saying? I've never heard the song in question that we're talking about.
Check it
out. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, look, don't do the whole race thing when it comes down to country music because, like, there's a lot of black.
I think so, though. Like, this one really, and look, I try to stay away from the race thing because I don't like to use that as a crutch and shit. I'm like the last person that's going to bring up some race shit. Like, really. I mean, even though it's definitely there. I mean, some of the country is built off of some just bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm like, yo, if immigrants can come over here and get at it, then I need to get that race shit out of my mind and just do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I kind of look at shit. But this shit was blatant to me. Like, if you listen to the song, when you get a chance, it's called Old Town Road. And I think you guys are just going to start here because the song is catching fire, too, because of the controversy, because it got how it got pulled. Like, I think at the Atlanta Hawks game, he performed at halftime with it. So it's really starting to blow up a little bit. But when you hear this, you're going to be like, oh, talk about on the chop up, and then you make your decision. Well, you come up to your conclusion. Let me know what you think. But I definitely think it's a country song. You know what I'm saying? Even though they call it a country trap, it sounds like a country song. So now, another thing, Cardi B. Oh man, y'all hear about this? So Cardi B, it came out that Cardi B is a real street chick, man. I ain't knocking her. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. It's just only gonna make it more popular, really, at the end of the day. But Cardi B on some Bill Cosby shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all heard about this. Freaking Cardi B, you know, a few years ago, you know what I'm saying? She was talking, like, I didn't see the actual footage, but she was talking about, when I was stripping and shit, I used to run pockets. I used to drug motherfuckers and get them for their dough. You know what I'm saying? Same shit that Bill Cosby is in jail for.
That's
exactly. But she admitted it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying, like, somebody, like, now she blew up. She's a big-time star now, and now the shit is coming back. And now the Bill Cosby's serving, 2-3 years in jail for that same shit. People are like, oh, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just controversial. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's ill. But I always tell the fellas, too, definitely, man, especially if your pockets is long, you know what I'm saying, or you want to be ball player dudes or whatever, or you just a business.
The bottom line is, you got to watch what you say because there's a bunch of sensitive motherfuckers in this world. You got a bunch of people that have nothing to do now but watch the news and make a big, big issue out of
everything.
When everyone wants to make an issue and everyone wants to be as sensitive as hell, the bars have never been even. Men have always been able to do things that women weren't able to do. Men had voting rights well before women had rights. So now you got these... you got these motherfuckers that sitting back and they just miserable as hell. Their life sucks. They don't have nobody to love them. They man cheating on them. You know, they got all these issues going on, so they extra miserable and they making misery out of something.
What's the name of that
she
song?
Was a stripper. What do you think the shit that go up
what's
comes
the name
from
of the
strippers?
Song?
I seen the
hey,
footage.
The
well, she was basically defending herself.
What's the name
saying,
of the damn
like,
song?
I'm,
oh, yeah. Go ahead. What's the name of what?
She was defending herself against somebody talking shit, and she was like, I'm a real street bitch. You know what I'm saying? I used to drug motherfuckers and take their money. Then you got PR-ass niggas that want to step for. If you don't want the attention, why the fuck are you stepping for? So you got people on the back end. Like, they're going to understand what I'm telling them. You got the white folks on the back end working hard, trying to get somebody to step forth and trying to, somebody, tell them to step forth. Nigga, if you don't want no attention, if you don't want to sue her, why the fuck are you stepping forth? You a bitch. Bottom line, you know how this shit go. When you lace up with a bitch and you paying for pussy, you never know what the outcome going to be. Period.com. So, at the end of the day, the game is to be sold, and I told them these bitches need to shut their mouth. So that's Cardi B's bad for opening her mouth and running about what goes on in the game. You know what I'm saying? You don't give that many details. And when you opening your mouth and you giving these details, you giving people the opportunity to judge you. They're watching every single word that you got to speak out of your fucking mouth to sit back and judge. So even though we real talk, but I was never one of those chicks to drug nobody and do all of that shit. I've been drugged before, but I ain't sitting here playing no victim. I was in the game. That shit come along with the fucking territory. It is what it is. So, it is what it is. Cardi B got to learn to shut the fuck up.
Man, I just like I asked the question like 5-6 fucking times. Nigga,
what's
answer
up?
The fucking
what's
question.
Up? What's up?
What the
what's
fuck?
Up?
What the fuck? I look like I'm supposed to repeat myself like I'm some child or a bitch. What the hell?
What's up? What's
nigga,
up?
Nigga, answer like the joke. Nigga, I can't listen to the goddamn name of the song and shit. Everybody like, all right, hold up. Hold up. What
I'm saying she got a bunch of roles, man. Which one? You know what I'm saying? She's hot. She got
I said, what's the name of the damn song, man? The country fucking
song. Oh, the country song. It's called Old. I thought you were talking about Cardi B. But yeah, so look, it's called Old Town Road. And the artist's name, I mean, it's some weird, you know, new millennial name, but his name is Little Nas, like Nas the rapper, X. So
yeah,
Little Nas X. And it's called Old Town Road. So, yeah, that's the song. But, yeah, so, the one thing I will say, too, in reference to that whole Cardi B, Bill Cosby, Spanish Fly, whatever they call it, drug and shit, I will say this. Guys, man, just, you know, these females is taking notes. Cardi B is, you know, a woman of the culture now. When I say woman of the culture, she's very popular. She has a lot of influence. You know what I'm saying? Strippers, rapper chicks, female chicks, you know what I'm saying, young females, they looking at her and they follow her moves because they see how she became successful. So all I'm just trying to say is if you this dude and you out here, you out in these streets or you at the strip club or whatever, you with one of these females or just in general, watch your drinks. I know ladies be saying that too, you know what I'm saying? Ladies always just be like, oh, yeah, you know, watch, you know, ladies giving other ladies advice, watch your drinks, you know, when you with some guys you don't know or whatever the case may be. The same thing applies to us fellas. You know what I'm saying? So people will try to do the same shit. Oh, yeah, that's the song in the background, too. So that's some country shit, right? Right, Smooth?
But
country song,
also
right?
Keep in mind that people
What's
are that? Just making excuses to do shit. Like, it's somebody that I knew when I was in the industry. Never dealt with on that type of time. This motherfucker in the middle of a conversation goes, I'm glad you never drugged me. Nigga, I never fucked with you. What do you mean? Like, I think people just be wanting to hear themselves talk. Like, bruh, is you crazy? Like, bruh, you live with somebody. You ain't got shit to go after. Like, you know, like, these peon ass niggas be looking for, and I'm sorry to say that, but some of these dudes be looking for a way to be relevant. You know what I'm saying?
Validate.
They're looking for a way to be
validate.
Relevant, and that shit be pathetic as hell, man. Ugh.
Like a
bitch.
Nah, that ain't no country song, man.
That ain't no country song?
Beat.
Oh,
nah, hey, the beat. She killed it with the beat.
Why? Because the beat gets you want to dance?
Yeah, the beat killed.
That's a country song. I don't know, man. That's a country song, man.
So
that's,
if that's the case, fucking Lil Jon should be on the country records, too.
Well, look, I mean, look, I said shout out to the great Pimp C. Pimp C once said, this ain't hip-hop records, these country rap tunes. You know what I'm saying? So, look, what the fuck? It's the same shit with our culture. I'm in New York, but so much shit from the South. That shit is basically country music. It's just some Southern shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but if white people or whatever, they got they what makes a country artist country artist? You know what I'm saying? You got regular white music, alternative, whatever the fuck, and then you got this country shit, and the country shit is just people from the South. You know what I'm saying? Making the same, making music. You know what I'm saying? In a way, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man.
So, yeah, but really think about it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, ours is just all jumbled up. So we just be like, oh, it's rap or whatever. But it's all types of different layers to it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man.
What's the difference
What's
between
up?
Rock and roll and R&B? You know what I'm saying? If you won't try to go that route with it, what's the difference?
Oh, there's a difference between that, but that's
what's the difference? Because rock and roll
rock
is
and roll?
Black people. So what's the difference?
Well, I would say rock and roll, it was, because, you know, rock and roll's got a lot of guitar strings and stuff like that.
We started
and it evolved. And it evolved into the rock and roll that you have now, and then more, you know, our music kind of evolved more into, you know, soul, R&B, and now rap music, and then rap music evolved into trap. You know what I'm saying? Then you got gangster rap, West Coast shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and then you got just hip hop, real New York hip hop sounding shit. So, it's total layers to it. You really want to get technical, but to me, that's definitely a country song. I mean, any song like that where them, you know, you can put on a cowboy hat, some cowboy boots, and line dance to it. That's a country song. Like,
man, look, I grew up
like a black person
Garth Brooks
making it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I grew up listening to Garth Brooks, man. You see what I'm
saying?
Wow. One of my favorite songs as a child was Low Places. That ain't
oh,
a
shit.
So, yeah. Now,
okay.
Now, I can't give my stamp of approval of a country song. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
yeah.
Sucks to be him. He about to get paid, though, due to the publicity, as long as he just keeps
yeah. True. That's interesting. Now, would you say I respect your opinion even more because, like you said, you grew up listening to country music. You said Garth Brooks is one of your, you know, favorite artists. So now that, you know, to me that I really got to listen to what you had to say then. So maybe it's not. I don't know. I think it is just from my ear, and I'm a music person. I'm like, nah, that just seems like a country song to me. But you know, you're not the first person to say that. I've had this debate with a couple of my fellas, and some of them was like, nah, I don't think it's a country song either. I do. So it's kind of, you know, 50-50. Some people say it's a country song, some people don't. But shout out to him, man. Like, I just thought, you know, it's different. It sounded more like a country song than a rap song to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I kind of judge it. You know what I'm saying? And I listen to a lot of rap music. So shout out to that. And dipping back down to Lil Wayne. So Lil Wayne, like I said, you know, it's tax season. I told you how Jay-Z was helping Lil Uzi, helped Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne just paid $14 million to get out of his tax debt. That's a lot of money, man. So, you know, that just goes to show, like, shit. You know what I'm saying? The IRS don't be fucking around. But also, too, another interesting thing about Wayne, he lost his rhyme book that he had from back in the day is being auctioned off for, like, at least $250,000. And Wayne wants it back because I guess some cash money cards had got sold off in an auction. And, you know, so whoever bought one of the cash money cards or whatever that was owned by, like, cash money, they found one of Lil Wayne's rhyme books, and now they're looking to auction it off, and, you know, Wayne wants it back and stuff like that. So it's just interesting, man, like a Lil Wayne rhyme book, you know, you wonder what's in that, you know what I'm saying, and what the value is to that, you know what I'm saying, just as an artifact, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that was kind of interesting. And then lastly, shout out to Uncle Luke, and, you know, I was talking about this to see if this could really happen, but apparently Uncle Luke is trying to get the Freaknik back popping, you know what I'm saying, back popping the ATL. For the listeners out there, you know, especially the people that's not in the United States, Freaknik
man,
was like, yeah,
Atlanta's
like,
too gay now, man. It's 2019. It's too gay. It's too gay.
Freaknik.
Freaknik now, yeah. Like,
wow.
Let Freaknik die. Don't get me wrong. I went to Freaknik. Sweet baby
okay.
Jesus. I thank God I made it to Freaknik before it died.
Yeah. I never got a chance to get down here. I'm pissed.
Like, you know. It's a whole different environment now. You got the Me Too movement. You got,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You got the little rainbow flag people. Like, it ain't going to work.
But I think, you know, if it got back to, like, the essence of it, because, you know, it's supposed to be like a college kind of theme to it, you know what I'm saying, where black historic black colleges can come down and just, you know, have a picnic and everybody can kind of network.
Well, it wasn't all colleges.
Network.
But they have been trying to bring Freaknik back for so many
years.
But I agree with Smooth 100%. Atlanta is way too gay to have Freaknik. I would never go. I don't want to go, and I don't encourage anybody to go to Freaknik in Atlanta because it's way too gay, and the HIV rate is way too high. Because you got too many down low brothers that's still sleeping with women and sleeping with men. That's not a good idea, Uncle Luke. I can't say thumbs up. And, you know, I'm supportive of Uncle Luke all the way. I done did things with Uncle Luke, but...
Do tell.
Don't get me wrong. I appreciate the thought, my nigga. You know what I mean? I appreciate the thought. But no.
No. I mean, look, no. Once again, you're not... I like... And it's funny, too. A lot of these, like, chop-ups I throw around, you know, just in, you know, my chat group with my fellas. You know, I always get kind of like a, you know, just kind of like fill the room of like, I wonder how, but, you know, some other people just thought like y'all did too. And I was like, no, that couldn't happen. But you guys are giving me an interesting perspective on that. So this is the world famous chop up, you know what I'm saying? So this is what I do. Just my favorite part of the show. I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain things that I just thought was interesting throughout the week. Like I said, it was a busy week, man. It was like about 10 topics I just ran down. But just to double back to Nipsey Hussle, man, like, that's just, I mean, like, it still hasn't hit me yet, man. Like, dude, man, like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, but here's the thing. Here's the conspiracy part that I was telling you about at the beginning of the show. turns out that Nipsey Hussle was working on a documentary, and the documentary was based on this guy named Alfredo Bowman, better known as Dr. Sebi. And Dr. Sebi was an herbalist from Honduras. I think him and Left Eye, like, maybe had some ties or some shit too. You know, Left Eye, she passed away like in the early 2000s in Honduras in a car accident or something like that. But anyway, he was this herbalist who, I think one time he was up in New York and back in the day was talking about when the whole AIDS shit really broke out in the 80s and people were really dying from that shit, that he had the cure for. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, I got some herbs that'll fucking meditate that shit right out of you, basically. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I guess he went back to Honduras. And it seems that because he went on trial and all some shit, like, you know, I don't know if he went on trial, but in 85 was when he came up to New York, and I guess he had an article that was ran in, like, the New York Post or the Daily News, which are the two big newspapers in New York at the time. But it's still kind of big, but like I said, I don't really rock with the newspapers no more. But anyway, at the time, he had a big article about that, and it was big news. But, you know, the pharmaceutical companies, because, you know, let's keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Now that I'm an older person and, you know, I've had some experiences here, AIDS was strictly population control. You know what I'm saying? It was a disease that was made for population control. We put it in these different communities or whatever. If the shit, you know what I'm saying? We see the shit getting out of hand. That's what it just seemed like to me. I can't say it for fact, but just on the outside looking in, that's what it thinks. That's what I think. So anyway, and the pharmaceutical companies at the time, you know, was testing shit out. You know, they stood to make a lot of money on these HIV treatments and all this other shit to, you know, we got the cure, but, you know, we have this uncurable disease and we want to kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? There's all types of ways. That's why I don't trust doctors a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? You go there, you could be feeling great, and they say some shit is wrong with you, and the next thing you know, just from your mind, you fucking deteriorate just because of the shit they told you. And like, you want to, damn, if I didn't go to the doctor and I just try to just feel better myself, I wonder would that have helped. But anyway, getting back to that, so I guess the dude ended up getting killed, the Dr. Sebi guy ended up getting killed in Honduras or something like that. I got to really get a little bit more in-depth into it, because when this whole Nipsey Hussle news broke, probably like about half an hour before the show, I just started like kind of Googling some stuff because I know what to talk about it. But that's where the conspiracy theories was coming, because, you know, everybody talks about, like, Nipsey was, like, a good dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, the guy was really about his business. I mean, he was only 33, but he did a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, definitely was working on that documentary. But here's the thing that I always say, you know, things happen for a reason. And, you know, I don't know, man, like, especially since I've been reading this, like, Book of the Dead, which is this Egyptian book, man. It's just been blowing my mind a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just, like, gods and goddesses and different shit. You know, it's deep. It's real deep. Real, real ancient, deep shit. You know what I'm saying? But anyway,
Anubis.
Getting back to that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he, you know, if you look at Nipsey Hussle this last year, like I was saying this before, how he had that album Victory Lap. You know what I'm saying? That shit slapped. That shit banged. That shit, like I said, it was the best West Coast album that I thought of last year.
But I wouldn't say conspiracy when it came to Nipsey. Nipsey was a hustler. He was in the streets, so, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
whatever.
You know, my wife had told me this, and I'm like, oh, shit, because my wife, you know, she's seeing it from the female perspective. She's not even seeing it from the street. She's just seeing it from, like,
honestly, you know, if it was a conspiracy, you can say they can use that he was in the streets as a way to cover it up.
Exactly.
So it's
that's how she was coming at it. Yeah, she was saying that, like, cause she been watching his interviews on the Breakfast Club, and like I said, she just became the ultimate fan when he had this layout with Lauren London. She put me on, shit was fly, like he had some flyest pictures in GQ and shit. Shit was dope.
And I feel for Lauren London. Him and Laura have been together for so long.
Too,
I know,
man.
She is hurting
so
hard right now. They have a child together. You know, Laura London.
They was doing it,
I think she has a child from Lil Wayne too, right?
She does.
Yep.
She definitely does. Yeah,
Yeah. So,
and that's why I said, jealousy is a motherfucker, man. Because look, man, dude had a beautiful wife. I mean, Lil Wayne, you know, Lil Wayne had her. You know what I'm saying? But she was loyal. I mean, she was his. You know what I'm saying?
They was never married. Nipsey and Laura was married.
They was married.
They was not.
They was not married. No, but I'm just saying they just seemed like they were real tight. You know what I'm saying? You can get a certain bond. But like I said, but I will say this, like getting back to this whole street shit, which is interesting. You know, Nipsey Hussle did slap this dude up at the BET Awards like a year ago. And you just never know. That LA shit is interesting. You know what I'm saying? That LA shit.
Man, when you see a bitch, you slap a bitch.
But I'm saying, well, when he slapped this dude, you know what I'm saying? So I guess that he saw the bitch in the dude or whatever. But
so,
anyway.
Like, summing that up, like, you guys know, like, I really, like, I want to touch on this topic again because so many, you know, we all had something to say and chime in on this particular topic on the size of cheating and so on and so forth. Like,
okay.
You know, men,
yeah,
like, just like men, men with small penises, you know, you can have a good woman and she can do what she can do, but if she didn't ever had the back of that pussy touch, she don't want to touch again. I'm just
we talking about a man who died and then we went back to the little dick.
Listen, because we... Yeah, yeah. He extended. He was just going on and on with it. So I was just like, let me just go to convert this motherfucker back. Like, you got to pay attention. Like, come on, understand that if you beefing with your girl all the time, you always got an attitude. She got to beg you for quality time. She got to do all these things. Like, y'all smart. Y'all know what to do. You know what I'm saying? You not doing that. I thought she might be doing what she doing. And then you might have a reason to be insecure because most men know when they not doing right.
Well, let me ask you this
and
question.
That's why
we only got a couple minutes. Let me ask you this question. We only got a couple minutes. But have you cheated? You know what I'm saying? And then if you did, what made you cheat?
Okay, so, you know, back to my thing. When I was younger, you know what I'm saying, I had my fun and did my thing. And I've spoke about this on the show several times. In 2006, I got pistol whipped to the point the gun was to my head, the safety was off, and he was just pulling the trigger, and it was just a prayer and a breath between that trigger being pulled at the back of my head. At that moment, you know, one of the things that I promised, you know what I'm saying, to God and the universe was that, you know, I would do things different. And at that moment, no matter what, you know, men think I cheat, like, oh, she not ugly, she got a big booty, she you're a hustler, she's smart. I do not cheat. That's why I'm very open about who I deal with on social media. Like you know who I fuck with. I'm not one of those people, not that I'm trying to, and it's never that I'm trying to, just like showboat, because I've dated nothing but celebrities or people that had a lot of money
get them questions ready.
You know what I'm saying?
Get them questions ready.
2000 and probably 2000, period, 2000. So, you know, it's nothing for me. It's just y'all don't know who I dealt with. But sometimes you deal with somebody and they can kind of, like, I wouldn't say be insecure, but they can kind of wonder, like, what you're doing and X, Y, and Z. So I make sure that whoever I deal with is very comfortable in knowing. Yeah, some women still put it out there, I'm dealing with such and such, still dealing around. Listen, you got to have hardcore evidence that I dealt with you. I do not cheat. If I am with one, I am with one. When I am with that one, I'm not sleeping with nobody else. Like, I am not, I don't do it. I don't do it. That's not me. But, you know, get the questions ready. Like I said, this month, we'll pick up today. Whatever question y'all throw at me all night, I will answer it honestly. So I'm going to give you that honest-to-God, blood-raw truth. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what you send at me. And, okay, so let me go ahead and give Mo Benz his two choices for our next show coming in April. Two things that you got to do. So you already know where I'm going first. The two things that you hate in the bedroom so much is sex toys and food. So which one do you want to experiment and try for the next show?
Oh, man.
You got to bring sex toys, not of your choice, but of your wife's choice. You have to allow your wife to have fun. You cannot dominate. You cannot control. You got to let your guard down, and you got to let your wife have fun. Y'all make sure y'all check out my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. Follow me on Instagram, thenewmisslovelyblack, number one. Make sure you buy the book. It goes down in the DM. It is available for pre-order on Amazon right now. All of my titles are 99 cents. So just search The New Miss Lovely Black on Amazon. All of my titles for ebook are 99 cents. Let's get into it.
Salute to everybody that's been buying my books. All of my books have been moving up the rank. Follow Mo Benz. Check Mo Benz out. He is Mo Benz all the way across all networks. MoBinns. We ran out of time. The news
is long.
Look
for the retweet, though. Look for the retweet.
The retweet already out there. Look for the retweet on all of the pages.
Real adult talk. Real adult talk.
T-A-W-K.
That shit is lit, son. I'm running that shit, so you already know. Me and I'm putting my shit on.
Yeah.
10 seconds. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm so looking forward to hearing how Mo Ben's experience went with these sex toys. And we're gonna light it up all day for long. 2 years on air. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in.
Everybody be safe. Peace.